was an absolute disaster. You could have at least done something to help me, but instead, you were off in La La Land, waving that staff of yours. Healing! You could have thrown some sort of damage spells in there. Look at me! I'm covered in blood and guts, and my leather armor is all shredded because of that beast in there. Yes, I know my tail is going a million miles an hour. It's 'cause I'm fucking pissed. Fuck, but for what it's worth, I guess you're a good healer for a human. No need to thank me. It's no problem. Just try and keep me alive better, okay? It really sucked when those fucking skeletons shot that arrow in my knee. You know, with the leather part of my armor the way it is right now, I bet it would make for some good collars or some cuffs. Yeah, cuffs. You know, the ones you tie people's hands behind their back or to the bed. You know, the kinky kind. I think it would be a really good story. I can already see it now. Some woman is gonna come up to me, she's gonna see a collar around my neck and be all like, "Hey, that collar around your neck is really nice. I think I want one for my pet as well. I think he would love it. Would you mind telling me where you got it, sweetie?" And then I'm just gonna say, "Hey, thanks. I made them from my pants." We've been walking for a good while. We should probably find somewhere to stay for the night. I hear some horses, so there might actually be an inn nearby. Speaking of, I think we've arrived. This is the inn? Tavern? Thing? Elf Song Tavern. That sounds fancy. Maybe they'll have a room available with two beds. That way, you know, it won't be as expensive. Hey, look. Hey, that guy at the bar looks like he can pick me up and throw me. Oh, don't look so sour. I'm teasing. Lighten up. Hey, barkeep, do you have any rooms available? Fuck yes. You do? Sweet. One room with two beds. Ah, so you only have a room with one bed. Yeah, fine. Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, it's no problem, thanks. Yeah, let's just, go to the room. This really, really blows. That is a very small bed. But I guess we'll just have to make do. What? Never seen a woman take off armor before? I'm not gonna be sleeping in pauldrons and gauntlets, you weirdo. And I hope it doesn't bother you, but I'm gonna be sleeping naked tonight. What do you mean, why? Because our clothes need to be cleaned. After that fight, everything's all bloody. Well, maybe not yours. You didn't do much of anything. Ugh, this bed sucks. Have I ever told you that you're the first human that I've ever traveled with? No? Huh, I could have sworn I said something about it. Usually I'm traveling with other tieflings or an annoying-as-fuck halfling who won't stop muttering precious to some ring. Yeah, though, that guy was a little bit weird. He always kept rocking back and forth in the corner staring at it, just saying, "My precious." Over and over and over. Oh well, anyway, yeah, you're the first human. Can I be honest with you? I think you're really cute. And I must admit that whenever you were casting spells and concentrating, the look that you had on your face was really hot. Yes, it was. And whenever you screamed my name when I went down after being shot, you holding me to your chest as you told me to hold on and hovered your hand over me to heal, I swear that was the hottest thing anyone has ever done for me. Your face, it's turning red. Are you okay?
Yeah, I would react the same way too. Especially somebody, you know, I didn't really know said something like that to me.
And now, here we are sitting on a small bed together. I never shared a bed with a human before, so this is a first. Why are you moving closer to me? Are you cold? Tired? You want cuddles? Why? Exhaustion. That's a valid point. Yeah, I can get behind that. I guess it's time to sleep. We can wash our clothes tomorrow. For the record, though, I smell absolutely awful. You like it? Like what? The smell of grime and sweat? My musk? That's another first. Okay. Yeah, you can cuddle me.
Oh my god. Why is he so soft? He's ripped to hell and back, but he's so surprisingly soft. Even looking down at him, his hair is so... His musk is just divine.
I'm sorry. I didn't... You don't mind it? Are you sure? Oh, okay then.
You're shuddering. Are you all right? You don't mind my face being in your hair, do you? Me too. I like the closeness also. It's not often I get to do this with someone. It's nice. Oh no, he's looking up at me. Fuck, his eyes are gorgeous.
You have nice eyes. Mine are beautiful? No. No, don't say that. They're the eyes of a devil.
Yes, they are. I mean, look at how I look. I have horns, a tail, these fucking eyes that look like they're on fire.
Everyone says we tieflings look like devils.
You can keep laying on me. I don't mind. You don't need to sit up and stare at moon.
You kiss. You kissed me.
Why?
Don't say that. Don't call me gorgeous and beautiful. You're just making me blush. I am not cute when I blush either. You don't need to hold my chin to look at you. I'm very much capable of eye contact. I'm just shy right now. Can we go back to cuddling? This is so fucking awkward. Wait. There's something poking me. Oh, fuck. That's his cock. It's rock hard, too. What the fuck?
You're poking my leg.
No. That's not a problem. It's just... What are you doing?
Your lips on my nipple.
Oh, fuck. Oh, your mouth feels so warm. I do like it. It feels so good. You're touching my pussy. Can you feel how wet I am? You made me that way. I'm not going to say that. No. Don't bite down on it. It's fine. I am a slut. I am such a big slut. Yes, you're horned slut. You're good girl. Fuck, fuck. You put a finger inside. Oh, fuck. I love the way your thumb circles my clit and the way you press into it. I'm sorry. I don't know how to be quiet. It's not like anyone here would care if they heard us. I'm sure that they heard worse. Yes.
Balls? Really? I can do that? Thank you. Oh, you smell incredible. I love your musky balls, sir.
Yes, I said sir. Shut up. Don't bring it up.
Yes, that's it.
You can guide my mouth onto your fat cock using my horns. You know, if you rub a tiefling's horns, it turns us on even more. Oh, fuck. Sir, the way you're stroking them, I swear you're gonna make me come again. Your cock, it is so thick. I would worship this dick every day if I could. This big fucking human cock. You're looking at me. What do you need me to do? On my hands and knees. Yes, sir. Here you go. My pussy is exposed and ready for you. My tail? What about it? Okay. I'll wrap it around your cock. Like this. I'm squeezing it with my tail. It's making your cock so veiny that I can see it over my shoulder. Fuck, that is so hot. You like when my tail strokes you and tightens around it? Fuck, your groans are so sexy. Look at my pussy. Do you see me spreading it for you? I really, really need to be fucked by that fat human cock of yours. Yes! Yes, I need it! I want your dick so fucking bad, please. Please, I need to feel it filling my pussy up. Please? I need you, please. Please fuck my slutty tiefling cunt. Oh, I can feel how wet I am on your cock when you tease me. Please, don't tease me anymore. Please put it in. Oh, yes. Yes, there it is. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck my tiefling pussy. Fuck it. You're grabbing the base of my tail. Holy shit, that feels great. Ugh. shoot the hot fucking load all over me and paint my lovely purple skin white. Oh, yes, there we go. I feel it spraying all over my ass and my back. Oh, fuck, I'm coming again. I'm going to wipe the cum off my back with my tail. Your cum is delicious too. I think it's time for us to sleep. I'm exhausted. In between adventuring and fucking, you want more cuddling? Yeah, we could do that. Except I want to be the little spoon this time.